Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 385 for the 12th of May, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net. Okay, I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four items are what we like to hear from check-in. If you do not have an SDF username yet, well, why not? It's free. It's easy. Get one and, you know, come back next week. This net meets every Monday at 0000 UTC GMT, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's topic is something that hits home to me because we have had this jerk who's been dive bombing our repeater and making some really crass comments about one or two of our local hams and just generally making a pest of himself and, of course, never identifying. And it's been going on long enough that many people have been, you know, they've been searching for some way to deal with him, making complaints to the FCC and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it might be coming to a head soon. I think I have heard rumors that there has been an investigation by Riley Hollingsworth, amateur observer group. And unfortunately, the person who has been talking to the observer group and got some kind of email results from them is not revealing it. So I don't know what's going on. It's kind of a strange thing. But anyway, so the topic this week, though, is has this kind of thing happened in your neck of the woods? Have you had some rogue radio user, maybe not even a ham, maybe it's just somebody who, you know, bought a Balefang off eBay and is just trying to disrupt things? And how have you dealt with that in your area? So that's the topic this week. What do you do about idiots with a radio? All right, so let me reset the timer. So I'm checking my dashboard here, and there's only one call sign on here that I don't recognize as a regular. That's Kilo Echo 2 Charlie Yankee Charlie. Blah, blah. I don't think I really need to explain much that I haven't already done. We don't have any other conferences, like the Ham Conference or whatever, linked to us, so we don't have a lot of people out there. So anyway, let me run down my list here of stations that are on my dashboard so that you all know that you're on my list and you do not have to say anything. So we've got KE2CYC, N4RNW, N3MSC, KC1TCA, and KJ6ORH. So you're all on my list here. I'll be calling upon each of you in turn. Do I have to explain anything else? I think that's about it. So first on my list is, it's the new guy, KE2CYC. So you're up there, John.
Hey, good evening. This is Kilo Echo 2, Charlie Yankee Charlie, from South Jersey. I downloaded this phone book today. I think it's on the iPhone program. And I was just jumping around in the directory, jumped on yours. I think, Wayne, you answered about 10 minutes ago, and I told you I would stick around, so I'm sticking around to see what's going on. And in regards to your subject, I run a Oxcom Skyworm net every Monday down here in South Jersey on a K2BR repeater. And we do have one of those people that jumps on, and he only does it when there's one specific person on the radio. He doesn't like him. So whenever that one person talks, he jumps on and overpowers him and curses and says all kinds of trash. But the person that he always does that to ended up getting kicked out of our club because he had like an alcohol problem. And he was a little out of control and they kicked him out. So, not that he deserved it, and what the other guy was doing was wrong, speaking on the radio when he was speaking, but we did have that one situation. And I like how you're handling it, saying that FCC is investigating it, because if it's true or not, hopefully it slows the person down and they stop doing it, because it is annoying to other people on the radio trying to listen. And I'm just going to sit back and listen to what you guys all talk about on this tech radio. I'm new. I'm got my technician license last year and my general last year as well. And I'm pretty new to everything, so just listening, and I'm going to sit back and listen to what you all talk about. Kilo Echo 2, Charlie Yankee Charlie.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week, John. We do this every week, so don't be a stranger. Come back anytime you can. And, yeah, as a guy... The guy who has been bothering us, he also has one or two people that he has been targeting. One of them, he uses that guy's call sign. And that particular guy is not very popular around here. I should say there's a dichotomy. He's kind of a MAGA guy. I think that kind of spells it out. So all the MAGA people love him, and all the non-MAGA people think, I wish he would go away. But anyway, the bad guy in this case here, the one who is making a mess of things, impersonates him, uses his call sign all the time. And, of course, everybody recognizes that it's an imposter because the voice is totally different. But I think he does it as a way of kind of smearing the guy whose call sign he's using. And the other guy that he's referencing is definitely not somebody who is worthy of being kicked out. He's actually the MC of our weekly Tune Meternet, the club Tune Meternet. He's really, it's a long story, but being an MC is about all he's capable of doing. Okay, so he does it a lot. He's the MC. As far as I know, at least four or five different nets every week. So, not the kind of guy that the club is going to kick out, right? He's a valuable member of the club team, so to speak. So anyway, it's complicated, but like I said, I just wanted to hear if any other hams in the net here had an experience like this, and maybe had some advice or just an interesting story maybe about how this kind of problem was dealt with somewhere else. Right, I'm rambling. So let me move along, and the next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. N4RNW here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. The name is Harold. Nothing new to report. Yeah, Wayne, I've heard those folks out there, the kind that you're describing, but I don't get too much on local repeaters. I haven't heard much around here. I used to be back on in the 80s, and there were some characters back then, but kind of stepped out of it until the last 5-10 years anyway. Anyway, we're supposed to get some storms here overnight and the next couple of days. You can look at the weather map and see the big front that's coming in. So everybody have a good night and a good week. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold, and stay safe through those storms. And I need to acknowledge that I see that the Ham Conference has joined us. So that means that I need to rewind for their benefit and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number, where are we here, 385 for the 12th of May, 2025. Now, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. It's a long story. But if you are not familiar with this, it's a public access Unix system. That means that you can direct your web browser to SierraDeltaFoxtrot.org, and you can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. You can use it for a mailbox. You can build a website. You can do Gopher. You can make a blog. You can use the command line. There's chat rooms. There's just all kinds of stuff you can do on SDF. So maybe you're a Windows user and you've been thinking about learning about this Unix, Linux kind of stuff here. This is one way to get yourself into that environment there. So, all right. So because the Ham Conference has joined us, and that's kind of one step removed, Echolink-wise, that means that I'm going to have to drag my feet a little bit when I call for check-ins in order to allow for the delay for those people on the Ham Conference to come back with their call sign. For those of you out there on the Ham Conference, I have a list of stations that I've already identified because I have the Echolink dashboard in front of me here. But right now, I'm ready to take check-ins from the Ham Conference, so come forward with your call sign, and I'll add you to my list, and we'll eventually call upon you to participate in our net. And the topic this week is, have you had to deal with rogue stations, perhaps on your local repeater, that would make transmissions without identifying, or maybe they would use some other ham's call sign, maybe they would be making derogatory comments about other hams. Basically, you know, the scum of the earth on your local repeater. And if you have some experience with that, and maybe you've had some good luck with dealing with them, we'd love to hear about it. So that's what this week's topic is. So now I will take call signs for check-ins from the Ham Conference. Please come now.
BK2DY.
Okay, I've got BK2DY. Anyone else? Okay, that'll do for now. So back to our program in progress. The next station on my list is November 3, Mike Sierra Charlie.
AB9SJ and the group, this is N3MSC. My name is Mark. I'm located in Northern Virginia. And my SDF login is M. Cornick. So, yeah, we have our jerks and our grumpy OMs around here, but for the most part, they're, you know, polite enough to actually identify themselves, so I don't have to deal with the unknown rogue that you described. But, you know, I think we're all familiar with the stock characters on your average ham repeater or net. There are some people who are just kind of have a chip on their shoulders and they're waiting for someone to knock it off, and I just try to avoid those people, honestly. You know, there's nothing to be gained from conversing with them. There's a local 10-meter net that is run by a guy who I know to be, you know, just kind of a first-grade jerk, and as a result, I haven't really checked into his net and don't plan to, but I don't feel like I'm missing much, you know. I just try to find my people and talk to them and get my enjoyment that way and not worry so much about the jerks. So that's kind of how I see that. In the world of radio, I'm getting ready next weekend to do a couple of race events. One of the things I do is I'm on the team that does radio ops for the Marine Corps Marathon every fall in Washington, D.C., and as a sort of test run of stuff. We're doing a couple of a half marathon and a 5K in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is about an hour south of here, as a test run and sort of to get practice and do all that. So it also happens to be, you know, some of my family lives there, so I'm going to go down for the weekend, work the races, see my family. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that's all I got for now, so I will send it back to Matt. This is M3 MSC.
Okay, thank you, Mark. We just had our local marathon here, I guess the last weekend in April. And the local emergency management agency had, I don't know, about, I think, four or five teams of us out there helping with the communications and the monitoring of the marathon. And I'm thinking that what we're doing is not really contributing that much to really the marathon there. But it is good practice, and maybe sometime you and I can talk about what you guys are doing different. You're in a much bigger metropolitan area than I'm in. I mean, my metro area, it's got a population of about 250,000. And I think your metro area is like several million. So you've got more people, more problems, but you've got more hams and more ham stuff to go with it. So it would be interesting to compare notes with you. Right. Next on my list here is KC1 PCA.
Hi, Wayne and everybody. This is Rich, KC1 PCA. My SDF username is RFX, Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray, and I'm located in southeastern Massachusetts. I used to be in Northern Virginia, and there's a lot of people down there, and there are now more than ever. But we do have, on our local repeater, we have had somebody in the last year that's gone on and, you know, just mostly made, I don't know, fart sounds or something. And everybody sort of just ignores it. And then I guess they get bored and eventually go away. I don't know if anybody's ever tried to find out who it was. And I'm not even sure if it's still persisting. I haven't heard it, but I haven't been listening into the repeater during the day, which is usually when that happens. I've never heard anybody interrupt the nets. And we had NTS nets four nights a week, and then some local nets on the other nights, so it was pretty good. And then I'm still in the middle of studying for my general. I'm being guided by some Elmers, and so the schedule is up to them. I think I'm probably ready because I keep taking the practice exams in the app that I've got, and I passed it, I don't know, eight or nine times. I failed it once, but that was right at the beginning. And I've just been focusing on the stuff that I'm getting wrong. And I just wanted to say welcome to John. I'm relatively new. I'm either very old or relatively new, depending upon how you look at it. I got my tech license, I think, 2 years ago. But I got originally a tech license back in 2001 and never did anything with it. And so I got it renewed, and then and now I've been participating. And we have doing radio comms for a fundraising walk this weekend. It's an Alzheimer's support center nearby that does work for free for people in the community that are caring for Alzheimer's patients or are, you know, family members and whatever. So it's pretty good. So I'm kind of looking forward to doing that. Last year it was pretty rainy, but hopefully this year we'll have some great weather. And that's it. Back to you, Wayne. Thank you. Good night, all.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Good luck on your general exam there. I hope you pass that. And that sounds like some cool work you're doing there with those the Alzheimer's people there. And best wishes on that as well. All right, next on my list is KJ6DRH.
This is KJ6DRH out of Bakersfield, California. SDF username, Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. As far as local meds, I don't know if there's a jerk on them unless it's me. Could be. But as far as, like, radio in general, on GMRS here, we have a lot of folks using those without their licenses. And one really funny one I've noticed is a lot of businesses are buying GMRS radios and using them. And I mess with them. I'm not going to lie. I'll get on there and start saying things, and some manager will pop on and demand I get off their frequency If I'm feeling nice, I'll explain that it's not their frequency. If I'm not feeling nice, I'll do my big mean manager voice and say, get off our frequency back, and, you know, have a laugh. But that's really been the only thing I've noticed is there's a lot of people using GMRS without a license. Might be because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere with regards to amateur radio. We don't have a ton of repeaters in the area. Anyway, back to Ned.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Trolling the local businesses who are using GMRS for business. That sounds like fun. Good luck with that. Enjoy that. I may have to try that. All right. Next on my list here is VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. 10:23 a.m. Here's Robert, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 18 degrees and overcast. It's been raining on and off. It looks like the forecast has got a good week of rain on and off. Well, we'd love to have somebody on our repeaters here. Most of the Sydney repeaters that are left are pretty quiet, unfortunately. They don't usually bother with those. We do have one repeater that's currently hooked up here, actually, to Ham Conference. On the CN Tower in Toronto. And it occasionally has a guy on there who seems to think that he has an emergency every time we're running a net. And he'll check in and say, emergency, emergency, and he'll play an alarm and all sorts of weird stuff like that. But, of course, it's easy on Echolink because you just silence that repeater and they can do all they want. It only bothers the locals there. So I don't know who's managing that repeater, but that's their responsibility. Anyway, other than that, nothing else to report. We don't have, of course, GMRS here, but we do have VHF CB, and those repeaters have had lots and lots of people checking. You don't need a license to use VHF. So anybody can just go out and buy a VHFCD and get into it. So they've had a lot of issues. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to me.
Okay, always good to hear from you, Robert. And GMRS, I think, is kind of the same way as the VHFCD. You don't need a license. Anybody can use it. But nobody can claim it as their own. So that's why the businesses that are saying, get off of our frequency, are, you know, nutso, and they need to be taken down a notch. Right. Okay, I think I've given everybody a chance to speak, so now it's time, yay, the second phase, rechecks and additional comments. So, if you have something that you want to add to what you said before, maybe a totally different comment, now's the time to come forward with your call sign.
KJ6CRH.
KJ6DRH. Go ahead, Troy.
Quick correction. In the U.S., you do need a license for GMRS. FRS, Family Radio Service, that one's unlicensed, but you can only go, I think it's 1 or 2 watts with that, and you can only use pre-existing equipment. So no replaceable antennas, nothing. It just has to be one of those cheapy radios you can buy down at Walmart or whatever. But specifically what I'm noticing is a lot of companies are using the upper frequencies that are higher power, that are for repeaters specifically, which means they're using GMRS equipment incorrectly. So I'm pretty sure they're actually using equipment illegally. But I say illegally, it's a violation, whatever. But GMRS you have to have a license for here, and GMRS allows for the use of repeaters, and it allows for a few extra frequencies for the repeaters, and you can use higher power on the higher channels. FRS is free. You can do that with any cheap radio you get, like a Walmart. And that one is low power, just standard equipment as it comes. Anyway, back to Matt.
Yes, you corrected me there, and that is true. GMRS, you're supposed to have a license, and you're supposed to be limited in power, and you're not supposed to have an external antenna, and yada, yada, yada. But we know that those regulations are widely ignored, the same way that the 11-meter CB regulations were widely ignored back in the 70s. And eventually the FCC just surrendered. And I think we will probably see that happen again when it comes to GMRS. The FCC will simply surrender and give the GMRS users carte blanche. I'm not saying that I want that to happen. I'm just saying I think it's likely. Right. Sorry about that. There was something else on the tip of my tongue about that. What was it? At least so far, GMRS seems to be a little bit more obscure than the 11-meter CB. So it might not go downhill as fast as the 11-meter CB did. So we can hope for the best there. We'll see. All right. Does anyone else, or do you, Troy, want to add something?
KJ6DRH. I don't know that they would necessarily remove the requirement for it, because they allow FRS and they allow the maritime MRS MERS. I think that there's enough like ones that you could just use it whenever you want, but I think it's just going to be a problem going on that they're not really monitoring these frequencies, so people are just going to buy the cheap GMRS radio off of Amazon and use it no matter what. It's not a huge problem. It's just kind of annoying once in a while to see like a big chain store trying to use it and trying to claim the frequency, and it rubs me the wrong way, so I pester them back. Anyway, back to that.
I think I understand where you're going there, but I'm also thinking that in the current environment, we've got Elon Musk and we've got the current FCC chairman. We're talking about removing regulations that are unnecessary. And I'm thinking that the GMRS regulations are a prime target for that. So, although actually, I think what the FCC chairman is really going after is the regulations of the commercial broadcasters and so on, as telephone companies and that sort of thing. If they ever get around to the small fish like GMRS and ham radio, I don't think it's going to bode well for us. I don't think they have anything in mind that we would want. But, it's just one of those angsty dread things that's on the horizon. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Before I get really depressed here, let me move along and see if anyone else would like to make a recheck. Or are there any new stations out there maybe on the ham conference who have been listening and would like to join us? Please come now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard. I think that means that it's time for me to put a ribbon on this and wrap it up and turn it off. Do I have any bulletins or announcements here? If you are not aware of it, you can subscribe to our mailing list by sending an email to majordomo@sdf.org and include, I keep forgetting whether it has to be in the subject or the body of the message, so I always put it in both, and it is subscribe SDFARC-L. And you can go to SDFARC.org to visit our website. And admittedly, we haven't updated it much. It's probably kind of stale, but I think whatever information is on there is still sort of valid. So you can find out information about us there. What else? We can always use some more volunteer net control, so if you would like to give your hand, give a try at being a net control, email me, jwh@sdf.org, and we'll find a slot for you to try it out and see if you like it. So with that, I will say, this is Net Control Station 89FJ, concluding this week's amateur radio, SDF Amateur Radio Club Net. At, let's call it 0033 UTC, and you can also get on SDF and go into COM in the Anon radio room, and some of us will probably be hanging out there, so we can continue the chat there. With that, 73, everybody, see you next week.